Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Pastor, for taking us back to Bible Hour. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. How you doing? God is good. God is good. You look good. You look good. We're getting close. We're getting closer and closer to being all back together. Praise the Lord. Keep your mask on, though. Keep your mask on. And God is good. To those that are watching by way of television, by way of live stream, in the city, out of the city, out of the country, hello. 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 Especially to those of you that are guests, that are visitors, we welcome you to the worship services of the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. I'm Gary Smith, and I'm glad to be sitting here. I know some of you saw me standing a little last week, and God is good. I can stand, I can walk, but I don't want nothing to cut this message short. Amen, and I'm getting better, so I appreciate it. I've entitled today's lesson, Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Some of you know my dad, one of his favorite phrases. Somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. Sometimes when I'm studying, there are different types of lessons. You know, you're in preaching school, they tell you, you know, there's expository type messages where you actually exegete a passage. You take a passage or passages or a book, and you go verse by verse, and then there are topical lessons. And I'm doing a few topical lessons now. Some people say, well, Brother Gary should do expository. Well, it takes... Sometimes you want to know what God has to say about a specific topic. Yeah. And you can't just stick to one passage to do that if you're going to get the full context. So every now and then we like to do this. And the phrase is praise. The word praise is throughout the Bible.
Amen.
In my study, I'm finding out. And are you still growing?
Yeah.
I hope we don't think we know everything. And I when something was revealed to me, I said, Lord, boy, you think you know something, you study it. See, the word praise means to bless, it means to exalt, it means to extol, it means to magnify, it means to thank, it's a commendation bestowed on someone who's worthy, who has worthy actions, and it's an expression of gratitude. And when you read the Bible, it's not long before you realize that God wants us to praise him. But if you don't know God and you don't know his word, sometimes you think it's arrogant, or why should I praise him? And you think, well, God is selfish. Oh my goodness, you got it all wrong.
Right.
See, but make no mistake about it. Every created thing God has created, the scripture tells us, is to praise him.
Amen.
Listen to Psalms chapter 150, verse 6. Stay with me now. Those of you that's at home, get still. Hopefully you got your coffee and you're not all in the kitchen walking around. Be still. And let's worship God. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that has breath shall praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's what the psalmist says. Everything that has breath. And do we have breath? And then he goes on to say, praise the Lord. And then when I studied a little bit further, I found out this. That things that even don't have breath, if God made it, he still wants it to praise.
Amen.
Go to your Bibles, if you will, in Psalms 148, verse 7. 148, 7. Praise the Lord from the earth. Sea monsters. Now, I don't know if I've ever seen a sea monster. I watch the exploration channels on sometimes. They show you animals you haven't seen before. But there's some things under there. He says, sea monsters and all the ocean depths, fire and hail, The snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, animals and all cattle, crawling things and winged fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, rulers and all judges of the earth, both young and virgin, but young men and virgins, old men and children, they are to praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven.
Amen.
See. The God that we serve wants all of us.
Amen.
He don't want us sharing his praise, his glory with nobody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, that's why we have to be careful, you know, how we uphold people. How we uphold things, how we uphold our hobbies, because if we don't watch out, we'll praise them more than we praise God.
Right.
And we all need to be careful of this. Some of us have clothes in our closet. Some of us have shoes in our closet. Some of us have jewelry on our dressers, in our drawers, that we give more glory and honor to than we do to God. Some of us have yards and gardens and all kinds of things that we give more honor to God to.
Amen.
And God says, I want my people to praise.
Amen.
See, now notice this. The opposite of praise is to complain. See now, and I'm trying to get my grips around this. See, the opposite of praise, you see, when you're not grateful, when you don't honor, you start complaining, and I can tell you this, God does not like complainers.
Right.
In some senses, the scripture uses the word to grumble. Listen to this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. I'm going to read this kind of quickly. He says, for I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud and they all passed through the sea. Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, and he gives them some history. He said, I want you to understand something. He said, our fathers, talking about the Jewish people, they were under the cloud. Some of you know that God, when God rescued the children of Israel,
right,
he took them out of Egyptian bondage,
right,
and he passed them through the wilderness. But he had a pillar of cloud over them by day, so the sun wouldn't shine on them so hard. And he had a pillar of fire by night to give them light and to give them protection. He said, they were under my cloud. They were also, he goes on to say, they passed through the sea. You remember when God allowed the children of Israel to pass through the Red Sea on dry land? He said, they all did this. He goes on to say, and they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. In verse 3, and they all ate the same spiritual food, the food that God provided them. And they all drank the same spiritual drink, the drink that God provided for them, for they were drinking from the spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, notice this, with most of them, God was not pleased. Why, God? For their dead bodies were spread out into the wilderness. Lord have mercy. God wasn't pleased with most of the people that he rescued.
Right.
Let me read on. He says, now these things happen as an example for us.
Amen.
So that we would not crave evil things as they indeed crave them. They do not be idolaters. Idolaters are those who worship anything over God.
Amen.
Now, we're not bowing down to any statues and any people. Yes, but we bow down to everything else.
Amen.
Amen. Some of us will miss work to watch a football game.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. But you let us stay in worship service over an hour and 15 minutes, and we'll walk out of this place.
Amen.
Yeah, somebody, okay, worship service, man, worship service, sometimes it be too long. Baseball game lasts 4 hours.
Amen.
What you talking about? You go to a concert. I haven't been to a concert in a long time, but I know me and Sister KB, we went to a concert. Well, I said, girl, this time that we was at that concert 5 hours. Folk were still standing up hollering and screaming. Amen, somebody. And we can't get folk to sing in the Lord's house. I don't like to sing. Why are you hollering and screaming? You hollering and screaming about everything else. The Rockets won the NBA championship in 1994. My whole street went crazy.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. He goes on to say this. Listen to what this he says. He says, do not be idolaters, as some of them, as it was written, the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Let's be careful. Let's be careful that we don't fall so in love. You know, I have a little Facebook presence, and I go on Facebook sometime, and boy, you know, Facebook's something else. It's a good tool. It can be used for good, but it can sure be used for some foolishness, don't you know? And I noticed that. I said, you know what? We all want to be seen. We want somebody to see us, don't we? And we go on vacation. You know, I say, this used to be a time folk go on vacation, you don't know where they went. Now you go on vacation, you show everybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it's good to, you know, to enjoy life and to be thankful for God's blessings and thankful that God is good. I'm not saying anything wrong with showing, but I'm saying, you know, we all want some glory. Some kind of way we want glory. We want to show everybody what we're doing. But let's be careful that we don't have so much enthusiasm about the things of the world.
Amen.
That are passing day by day. He goes on to say this. He says this. He says that they sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor are we to commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day. Nor are we to put the Lord to the test, as some of them were, and were killed by the snake. See, sometimes we put God to the test. I praise him if he do something for me. See, God, I know how to praise God. When God been good to me, don't put God to the test. Don't start asking the question, God, if you so good, why is this happening to me? Lord, we living in the world. We living in a world of sin. Sometimes you won't know why something happened, but God knows why. Amen. What we need to do is to keep trusting him every single day.
Amen.
And some folk put God to the test. And then listen to this. He says, verse 10, nor grumble. There that word is. See, praise is not grumbling. Nor, some translations use the term, nor murmur. See, it's easy to get in the mode of whining and complaining. Notice this. Anytime something go back. Now, he's talking about the Israelites. God got a, he has a visible cloud over them that they can see. He got the fire over them. They getting food every day that they didn't even work for.
Amen.
Why don't you get mad at the children when they start grumbling about, I don't want this. I don't want to eat this. And this don't look good. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know sometimes people can be picky about what they eat.
Right.
Oh, but, and you know, I don't know how they do it now. Right. I remember, you know, we were coming up, we sat at the table to eat, and mama said, we say, but mama, what we eating today? She said, what I put out there. That's what we eating today. And you know what? You know, we sit down there when she put it out there, and she say, yeah, that's what we eating. We put it, she put it out there, we ate it.
Amen.
Now we'll say, what you wanna eat, baby? Baby, what you want? Oh no. And they take about 30 minutes to decide on what they wanna eat.
That's right.
God gave them manna. God gave them quails. They didn't have to work for it. And God said, eat it if you're going to eat.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, you know, I mean, some of our stomachs, we can't eat everything.
That's right.
But I'm thankful for what I can eat. My meals now, at my age, my meals are quite simple. I almost eat the same thing every week. I'm resolved to that fact now that I can't be charged about what I'm eating. And when I go to Chipotle, I eat Chipotle at least three or four times a week. This is not a commercial for Chipotle. I'm just saying, you know, I'm thankful that I got something I can eat.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody. He says, nor grumble as some of them did. Notice this. And were killed by the destroyer.
That's Bible.
for they grumbling and for they whining. And see, when you're grumbling, you sure not praising God. Oh, no, no, no. When you're grumbling, you do a whole lot of complaining.
Amen.
Well, Brother Gary, why should we praise him? Listen, the brother read in your hearing a few moments ago, Psalms chapter 100, and verse beginning in verse 3. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter in his gates with thanksgiving, and when his courtyards with praise, give thanks to him. Bless his name. You know why we should praise God? Because he's our master and our creator. Yeah, yeah. We should praise him because he's our creator. He's our master. And he's a good master. He's a good God. He knows us through and through. I'm reminded of an old movie. Some of our youngsters won't remember this one. It was called The Imitation of Life.
Yeah.
Some of my old members remember this. The Imitation of Life. This black maid, and she had a daughter. I don't know if she adopted or was a daughter, but the daughter looked white. Yeah. She loved that daughter, so took care of that daughter. The daughter grew up old, got out in the world with some worldly friends, and she wanted to be known by others. And she got to the point, Lord have mercy, she was ashamed of her mama. Yeah. Her mama worked day and night, worked on floors, mopping floors and sweeping floors, and she got to one point that she even denounced her, wouldn't even recognize mama as mama because she was embarrassed.
That's right.
And that mama did everything for her and made her what she was.
That's right.
And the mom died, Lord have mercy, and it broke the girl's heart because she was ashamed. And she, guess what? I hope we are never ashamed to worship. And sometimes we get shamed to sing. We get shamed to pray. You know, we don't want nobody else to see us praising God and praying even at the table when we're eating our food because we're embarrassed.
Amen.
And we serve a God who gives us, who wakes us up every single day. If you got good health, you better say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Good health and strength. We serve him because we didn't make ourselves. Nothing we can do for ourselves. Listen to Psalms 102 and verse 18. Psalms 102, 18. This will be written for the generation to come. The psalmist writes through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. David writes. He said, I'm writing this for the folk in the future. That's to us. He says this, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from his holy height from heaven. The Lord looked upon the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner. He says, listen, when the Israelites were groaning, when they were oppressed, because God allowed them to go into oppression because of their sin.
Amen.
Even when we sin, if we cry to God long enough, Lord, thank you, he heard their prayer.
Amen.
And God heard their prayer. And the scripture says to set free those who were doomed to death so that people may tell of the name of the Lord in Zion and praise in Jerusalem.
Amen.
He says, folk in the future, I want you to look back and see how God treated his children. How when they complained and they whined, although they didn't deserve it, God saved them. He said, you tell that story because I want them to know that I want you to praise God because God is good.
Amen.
And he'll do the same thing for us. You know, has anybody ever helped you to get a job?
Yeah.
Amen. Has anybody helped you through a trial or a tragedy? Has anybody helped you to overcome a serious problem that we cannot even voice out loud? Somebody has helped us. Anybody ever helped you to accomplish a great accomplishment? Well, I got a question for you. Did you show them some gratitude?
Amen.
Did you say thank you? Or you just took it for granted? Or you forgot all about it? If you did all of that, shame on you.
That's right.
For not showing gratitude to someone who deserves. See, praise is for someone who deserves it. Now, God, he says this to us. He said, don't boast on yourself. Let somebody else boast on you. But Lord have mercy, there's nothing wrong with somebody when you do something good for showing that person some praise, some glory. Just don't glory them above God.
Amen.
Psalms 117 and verse 2. For his mercy, why should we praise him, Brother Gary? For his mercy toward us is great. See, mercy is undeserved compassion.
Amen.
Why should we praise him? Has God been merciful to you?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. The scriptures say, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. That same passage, didn't it? At the end of it, it said, praise the Lord, because his mercy to us is great.
Thank you, Lord.
That ought to be enough right there.
Amen.
Yeah. That ought to be enough.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, because his mercy is great. Yeah. Yeah, when we were young people.
That's right.
Most of us in here, we young. If you over 50, you caught whoopings when you messed up.
Sure did.
And most of you over 50, and if you didn't, you were special. Yeah, we call whooping. They didn't call them spankings; they called them whoopings, because that's what they were. Now, I'm not. I wouldn't say. I know a few whoopings I've seen. I wouldn't condone those. But I tell you what, one thing that I believe is wrong with a whole lot of, and I don't want to talk about all the young folk, because we had a problem back then too, with a whole lot of folk, is they're not being disciplined
right
when they're young.
Right.
And I'm not saying a whooping is necessarily that, but that's what we caught when we was young. It was whoopings.
Yeah.
I mean, they would whoop you with a belt.
Yeah.
Oh, a bell bucket? And some people were whooped with stenching cords. Now, I didn't catch one of those, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord. But I know some people who did. They would whoop you with switches. Some of them don't even know what a switch is. They used to have trees. They used to have trees in the backyard was just made for whooping. You know, I thank God we can laugh at it right now, because boy, it sure wasn't funny when you catch one. When your daddy and your mama say, go out there and get me a switch. They say, go out there and get you a switch. That's what they would do. Go get me a switch. And you go outside, you be looking, you be crying, looking for one of them skinny switches. You bring a little bit of that. Boy, that ain't no switch.
That's right.
But you know, I'm tell you something what I remember. Now, for my daddy, I don't remember this. Because my daddy, if he said, I'm going to whoop, my daddy really would never say, I'm going to whoop you. He would just whoop you. But mama would say, boy, I'm going to whoop you. She said, boy, you keep on, I'm going to whoop you. And she would say, sometimes she said too much, then sometimes you wouldn't believe her. So you keep doing what you was doing. But the thing I do remember is when my mother said she was going to whoop me, I remember two times. She said she was going to whip me, and she didn't whip me. Because she didn't whip me. And when they tell you they're going to whip, some of my brothers, they were so bad, they probably didn't pay no mind to it. But when my mother would tell me she was going to whip me, it would change my whole demeanor for the rest of the day. I would just get, I'd be, mama, what you need me to do? You need me to... You need me to sweep. I wash the dishes, mama. And I think she saw the pitifulness in me. And she spared me. Oh, goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, she had mercy on me. Because I didn't deserve it. And she let me go. And, she let me go. And, sometimes you don't know if they really, if she going to remember. She let me go, and I'm like, anytime I'm saying, she coming in here, she going to whoop me. But she didn't whoop me. Oh, and that made me better for a good while, too. It made you act right for a good while. Is God's mercy good?
Amen.
Is God merciful?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. See. All you got to do is think about how merciful God. Let me tell you something. I don't have time to even talk about it. I would love worshiping God. I love serving Him, because I think about how God could have exposed some of my sins.
Right.
You know, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about me. God could have exposed some of my sins and ruined my reputation. Some of us, we on borrowed time right now.
Right.
Well, who are you talking to, bro? I don't know who I'm talking to.
That's right.
Well, you see, it's not the lowly. Some of us, we've been skating too long. And we still won't give God praise. We still won't give him glory. And the scripture says his mercy is great. You know good and well, if we would treat people, if we would treat people like they really deserve, if we would were God, we would have punished folk long time ago. And so why should we praise him? Because he's merciful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for taking me out of my place of sin to mercy.
Amen.
Oh, that mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
The scriptures say he's merciful.
Thank you.
Yeah, we sing songs of goodness and praise because God has been so good. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. So I just, you know, sometimes I think about it. Sometimes I cry when I think about it. I do. Sometimes I cry. I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, spare me. Because see, God can handle our sins. But some people can't handle
them.
Right. Amen. Yeah, some people can't handle our sins. And some of us, we're not on our second chance. We're on about our 150th chance. Yeah. And so the scripture says his mercy, his compassion, his undeserved is great. Then it says his mercy is great. And then in the same sentence at the end of the passage, he says, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you see that? He said, now I'm merciful to you, so don't complain, don't grumble, praise him.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
But Brother Gary, how do we praise God? I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. The scripture tells us. Listen to Psalms 109, verse 30. With my mouth, I will give thanks abundantly to the Lord, and I will praise him in the midst of many. Notice this. God said, I want you to praise me in public. See, I want you to praise me, first of all, not when nobody else is. See, in Church of the Christ, you know, we don't have a choir. Excuse me, I did take that back. We do have a choir. But the choir is all of us.
Right.
Notice that. Can't nobody sing for you. I don't sing that good. I don't see that. He says, praise him with your mouth. Whatever voice you have, whether it's low, whether it's high, whether it's in between, whether you can sing or not.
Right.
Scripture says, he says, remember reading it. With my mouth, I will give thanks abundantly to the Lord, and I will praise him in the midst of. See, when you praise him in the midst of many, it means you're not ashamed.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord, you know. And I don't know, you know, I'm not saying sometimes people get carried away and just want to show out and just say anything. And we, God didn't say hook slide on the floor and fall out and foam at the mouth.
Amen.
He says, praise him with your mouth.
Amen.
Amen. And see, I don't know about you. I got a mouth. You got a mouth.
Amen.
Yeah, you got a mouth. Listen to what he says. Notice this. He's talking about our vocal. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to the New Testament, verse 16. He says, for otherwise, if you bless God in the spirit only, how will the one who... he was talking about the gifts in the church and folks who are had gifts of tongues and they were speaking in tongues and people weren't understanding what they were saying. But he says this, how will the one who occupies the place of the outsider know to say the amen? The amen means, amens means so be it. Now, you don't have to amen everything the preacher says.
That's right.
Sometimes we amen too much. Amen. You become distracting when you just trying to say something so you can be heard. But to me, amen means so be it. He says at your giving of thanks. So in the church, when somebody is speaking in tongues and nobody understands it, he says, then how you going to say amen to something you don't understand? But it also points out to the fact that every now and then, somebody in the church with your mouth, not with Brother Levi's mouth, but not with somebody else's mouth, with your mouth, you ought to be able to say amen. Yeah, you didn't know you were going to hear that one, did you? Yeah, he says this. He says, He says in Psalms chapter 111 and verse number 1, praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. It doesn't to be fake. In the company of the upright and in the assembly. See, you talking about praising the Lord. I know, we Church of Christ, we don't want to be out there falling out and shouting and acting crazy. Is that what that pastor said? That pastor said simply when we come together in the assembly, open your mouth every now and then. Give praise to God. Give praise, give thanksgiving to God. Don't be ashamed of who we are.
Amen.
Yeah, if anything, we probably don't amen enough. Amen. Yeah, he says, listen to what else he says in Psalms chapter 104. You still with me? You still with me? You still with me watching on television?
Right.
Psalms chapter 104 and verse 33. Psalm 104, verse 33. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. You hear that? God gave us these voices for a reason. He says, I will sing praise to my God. While I have my being. Now, you know the book of Psalms, most of it is attributed to David. And some of you know David's story and how his trials, how he messed up, how he was stoned out of his kingdom and how he was on the run for a long time. But God rescued him. Has God rescued any of us? Some of us haven't lived long enough yet. But like Daddy said, keep on. You keep on living. He says, praise the Lord. He says, I will sing to the Lord. And I know, you know, some people like singing more than others, but that's also using your mouth. Amen. Our singing, we ought to have a bell. Now, we don't, some folks say, but Church of Christ don't have instruments. Yes, we do. Here they are, all of them sitting out here.
Indeed.
Yeah, we got instruments.
Yes,
and God, listen, God loves singing.
Amen.
It's too many times in the Bible.
Too many.
Yeah. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Amen.
Singing and make melody to each other. No, yes, to each other, but that's to God. It's like God, and listen now, God heard, Brother Patch, God heard our singing today.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. You see, some of us, we in the mode, we come in the worship service, we get here, we got to get all in the mood, you know. Oh, I'm feeling good, I got to crank up, I got to open up, I got to wake up. And the first song, we just miss it all together. We don't start singing a little bit to the third, to the song for the preacher get up. Hey, man, I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just saying we all, God wants us to praise him.
Amen.
I love to praise. Yes, I love to praise. I love to praise. Yes, I love to praise. Oh, I love to praise. Him I love to pray. Will I love praise this holy name? Because he's my rock, he's my rock, my soul. Oh, he's a wheel, he's the yes in the middle of. I know he'll never, yes, he'll never. He's just a jewel. Yes, that I have found. Let's sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it at home. I love to praise him. Let's sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, my Lord. I love to praise him. Oh, let's sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will I love to praise him? Will I love. In the morning, I love. In the evening, I love. All day, I love to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love to hear children sing. I love to hear the children sing. Oh, they sing a song. They don't hold back like some of us hold back. We get too cute to sing sometimes. God loves singing. He loves the songs. He loves the song. We used to sing a song. Oh, I don't have the words to a song. What's the name of the song? It says, we praise thee. Somebody help me with, oh God. With a song of valor. With Jesus who not and is now. You remember that song? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thine. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine glory revive us again. Oh, y'all know that song. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, I could sing some more. Yes, I could. Somebody say, sing on, Brother Gary. Stop preaching and sing. Oh, no, no, we're going to finish this lesson. Yeah, we pray, we praise him in private.
Amen.
Psalms 147, verse 1, praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. That's what the scripture said. Yeah, yeah. See, another thing I've learned with studying this is, see, when we praise God, it takes our mind out of all the misery and destruction and evil in the world. You know why sometimes we get depressed? It's because we are focusing too much on our own situation and not realizing when we open our eyes and look around and things are better than we think they are. Because they certainly couldn't be worse, couldn't they? Yes, yes, yes. God wants us to see it. And see, God wants us to pray him. Listen, all day long. Listen to Psalms 113 and verse 3. Psalms 113 and verse 3. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Amen.
And I want to be realistic and practical. So, you know, we got to go to work and we have things that we need to do and we got to take care of family and think. But think about what God is saying. He said, Gary, I want you to praise me because I'm alive. I'm watching everything. You see, in the morning, you get up to say praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You thank God? You think that won't put God in a good mood for me? When instead of saying, oh, Lord,
right,
we say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Instead of saying, oh, this is, oh, I dread the day, we say, praise the Lord for letting me open my eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. See, God is watching us all the time. He says, all day long, God wants us to praise him when we're talking to our kids, when you eat your breakfast, when you sit down at your food table, when you're feeding your grandchildren, when you're talking, when you're driving on the way to school, praise the God. When you start out at work, praise God. Praise him when you're leaving work. Praise him when you're at lunch. When you go on vacation, don't forget about God. Praise God. Praise him all the way. Praise him when we're in the assembly. Praise him when we're out of the assembly. He says this in Psalms 9 and verse 9. This is when it gets difficult to praise God. God wants us even to praise him through difficult times. Through troubled times. Help us, Jesus. Help, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. This is why I need some help on. Because, well, these troubles, they wear on you.
That's true.
Troubles, tragedies. True. You know, I don't know. I'm trying. You know, when I turn the TV on now, you know, I like watching CNN but sometimes, boy, you turn that TV on, it'll just depress you.
Yeah.
Because it's showing you all, you know, when the news come on, it doesn't say, good news. You know what you're fixing to get.
Yeah.
They headline it. Now, CNN will say, breaking news. If it's breaking news, you know it's something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they say, yes, I was watching yesterday. They say, three people got shot. I think it says three people got shot. They were arguing over a foot race. At a barbershop, I don't know, I hope there's not been nobody in your family, but at a barbershop, the guy, whoever it was arguing over who could run the fastest, and it broke out into a shoot. I see. Lord have mercy. You know what? I'm saying this out loud. I'm saying it more. See, the news gives you the bad news.
Right.
And we're not getting enough good news.
Right.
And I think we need to verbalize it more than the news. I hope none of our children. How silly does that sound? You know, we need to be aware of these things. So when we start this foolishness, we'll stop doing all of this stuff.
Amen.
I'm just doing troubled times. Listen to Psalms chapter Is that clock right? That's 9:54? My goodness. Psalms chapter 9, verse 9. The Lord will also be a stronghold for the oppressed.
Amen.
A stronghold in times of trouble.
Amen.
And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not abandoned those who seek you. Listen to Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Amen.
See, while we're in this world, trouble is going to come.
Amen.
I've resigned to that fact that while we're in this world, trouble is going to knock on our door.
Amen.
It's not going to stop. But trouble comes for all kind of different reasons. What we need to do is stay in a right relationship with God while we're here all our lives, because he is our protector. He is our correction. He is our shield.
Amen.
In times of trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know we're growing. You know you're growing in the Lord when even in times of trouble, we can say, praise the Lord. Because all you got to do is look around and you know nobody is exempt.
Amen.
I don't care how good a person is.
Right.
I don't care how good we are. And you can start with our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who lived the perfect life. He lived in this word. God was with him every step of the
Amen.
Way. But he stayed focused. He prayed to God. And I tell you what, if we keep our faith in God, God is going to rescue. That's why we praise him. Not just doing good times, even doing bad times. Because if we stay with God and we praise God and not murmur and complain to God, God is going to rescue us from all of our troubles. But I got to give us a warning. Don't wait until it's too late to praise God. Everybody looking for all the answers to all the problems. You don't have no who has all the answers to all the problems in the world. The book of Psalms says this in Psalms 115 and verse 17. The dead do not praise the Lord. Let me read that again. The dead do not praise the Lord. Nor do any who go down into silence. See, if you wait too long, you won't be able to praise God.
Right.
And so that's why with our mouths, while we're living, we give praise and glory to God while we are living.
Amen.
And then Romans 14 and verse number 11 said this. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord. In other words, but Gary, you just have to say this to all of us. See, one day everybody going to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, see, you said, but I don't talk that much. You're going to talk this time.
Amen.
I'm down. You can be quiet and still praise the Lord. But one day, every person who has ever lived will praise God. The scripture says, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, to me every knee will bow. Every tongue will give, notice this, praise to God.
Right.
But you don't want to be forced. We don't want to be forced in that day of judgment when we pronounce it. Yes, you are God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But as for us, we want to be as the psalmist says in Psalms 115:18. But as for us, we will bless the Lord
Amen.
From this time and forever. And he goes on to say, praise the Lord. Yeah, I know it gets difficult sometimes to praise God. You know, if you like me, sometimes I get moody. You know, sometimes you just don't feel good.
That's right.
You know, you just don't feel right.
That's right.
Know that heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? If you're going by just your feelings, I tell you what, if I went by my feelings all the time, I'd be laying down most of the time. There are a lot of times I don't feel like doing absolutely. Finish it for me. Some of you wasn't feeling good this morning. There are a whole lot of who people, there are a whole lot of them. Now, this is the N through the Z's. Now, we got more N through Z's than this in here now. Amen. Some for medical reasons not coming, but some of them say, well, I'm going to worship at home. Some of them not even worshiping at home. Amen, somebody. You want to know why? Because they don't feel like it. I'm not talking about anybody that's not here. But if we just paid attention to how we feel, you know, how many of you just of age, you didn't feel like going to work? Amen. Or if I didn't go to work every time I didn't feel like it, I wouldn't be married to Sister KB. She wouldn't have me. Our children wouldn't get fed. You wouldn't be in the house that you're in. You wouldn't be driving the car that you're driving. Stop allowing your feelings to control all of your decisions. Because we serve a God, a mighty God. And you know what? God will help us to feel better. Some of you didn't feel like being here this morning. You already feel better. Because you know you are obeying God.
Amen.
And we can all say praise the Lord. If you're here today, you're not a child of God.
Praise the Lord.
You need to be.
Praise the Lord.
You need to be. Because all blessings, all good blessings,
Bible,
come from God. He's proven it too many times.
Yes,
over and over. And all examples in the Bible, all the physical examples that we even see. God blesses his people.
Right.
Let's obey God and let's serve God and God can be our own depression medicine if we learn how to praise him. It'll get us out of the doldrums if we learn how to be thankful and grateful and praise God even more. To all of us, let's praise God. You here today, you're not a child of God. You need to be. You come by faith, believing with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. If you're willing to repent of all your sins, to confess Christ, to be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins, that's where our blessings are. And if you look close, you don't have to look that hard. Even those of us that's even not in Christ right now, we still ought to be able to say, praise the Lord, because you are still here. He's given you another opportunity to obey him.
Amen.
And if you need to come to God,
amen,
we want you to come right now. If you have a prayer request, won't you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Amen. When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear.